Rosemary Parslow, a nature enthusiast, spent Christmas on the Isles of Scilly in search of a rare fern that blooms in the winter. While most people were celebrating with family and friends, Rosemary was crawling on the frozen ground, dedicated to discovering this endangered plant. Her trips to find the fern have puzzled her three children, who thought she was totally barking. However, Rosemary is determined to share her knowledge with the next generation of conservationists and has spent decades mapping rare and precious flora on the islands. The Isles of Scilly, located off the coast of Cornwall, are home to over 100 islands, most of which are uninhabited. These islands have a unique natural history, hosting rare wildflowers, globally important seabirds, and unusual sea creatures. Rosemary first visited the islands in 1958 and fell in love with them. She eventually discovered the rare fern, called the least adder's tongue fern, growing on a small patch of heath land. This plant grows to only 2 centimeters tall and has leaves the size of a human fingernail. It gets its name from the snake tongue-like central spike that appears in winter and produces spores. While searching for another rare plant, Rosemary had a near-death experience when she almost drowned. Jumping from a rubber dinghy onto the rocks of a remote island, she fell overboard. Thankfully, she managed to swim to a boat and continue her studies for the rest of the day. Rosemary has faced setbacks throughout her career, including having to resign from her job at the Natural History Museum when she got married and started a family. However, she continued her work in natural history, illustrating books and writing about the natural history of the archipelago. Now 87 years old and officially retired, Rosemary continues to map the coasts and heaths of the islands. She has witnessed the decline of many plants, particularly those found on the shore, due to climate change. She fears that some plants may have gone extinct, such as the shore dock. This year, she also observed the arrival of transparent jellyfish and rare sea squirts, which are indicators of the changing climate. Despite these challenges, Rosemary's dedication to nature has been recognized with a Nature Hero medal from the Wildlife Trusts. Rosemary's legacy will be carried on by her three children, who share her love for the Isles of Scilly. Her youngest daughter, Helen, has even become an archaeologist. Rosemary recently visited St. Agnes, where the fern still grows, and was able to show others its location and relate it to the maps she had made in the past. She hopes that someone else will continue monitoring the fern in the future.